Okay, we're going to start here, seven lines down on the top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara left off yesterday where we're discussing the source for the fact that when a Zar does Avoda, it's Mechulal, that it ruins, it posel the Korban. So the Gemara had two options. One was Tanad Levi, and that he learned it out of the extraneous word, Bnei Yisrael, in the Pasuk of Daber Laron, V'Vanav Ne'mor V'Nazru Mekodshei Bnei Yisrael. Then we had the second source, which was brought by Dbei Rabbi Yishmael. And in Dbei Rabbi Yishmael, they learned it out of a Kal V'Chomer, of a Tzad HaShoveh between Baal Mum and Tameh. So the underlying assumption in that Kal V'Chomer is, just like a Baal Mum and a Tameh are Muzhar, we're warned, the Kohen is warned against doing a Voda in either of those two states, so too by Zar, who's also warned not to do a Voda in that state, that they are all mechulal, that anybody who does a voda, we know that explicitly by Baal Mum, explicitly by Tameh, and then through the Bemei Atzad, we'll also know that by Zar. But the underlying assumption here is that there is a lav by the Zar. So now the Gemara is asking, Minalon de Muzhar, where do we know that there is a lav about or for an Zar to do a voda in the Mikdash? Now, truthfully, it's not really a big question because we know, and we've seen this before, that it says v'ikrivu, that Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, that Bnei Aaron HaKohanim have to do me, Kabbalah Ve'elech. That was the Mesorah. We know that v'ikrivu me refers to Kabbalat Adam. And from v'ikrivu, from Kabbalat Adam and onward, is a requirement of the Kohanim. Well, if it's a requirement of the Kohanim, then it's not a requirement of the Zar, or the Zar can't do it if a Kohen must do it. But we're not just looking right now for what I just described, which is an Iser Aseh. There it is, an assay, positive commandment for the Kohanim to do it, which implies that a Zar may not do it. What we're looking for is an actual lav by Zar. Where is there a lav that tells us, don't do this when you are a Zar? So what's one option? E, Miminazru, the pasuk that we used before by Tanit Delevi, which is Daber El Bnei Yisrael, V'manav Le'mor Zinazru Mikodshei Bnei Yisrael. Well, if you use that, then Chilu B'Gufei Tivbe. Then what do you need the Kal V'Chomer for? What do you need this whole limud of Tanu de Bei Rabbi Shmuel? Because Bei Rabbi Shmuel says we use learn it out of a Kal V'Chomer, and just like there is a lav in Tuma and Balmum, so too there's a lav by Zar, and then we'll apply the dinim of Tuma and Balmum to Zar. Well, if Zar is written, or the source for the fact that a Zar may not work is the Peralom ben Avdemor ben Azuma Kodshe ben Israel, well, the next line in that pasuk is V'lo Yichalulu. And they would not be Michalel. That means that the Pasuk itself has the word Chilu written in it. You won't have to learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer. So that can't be the source of the lav that Rabbi Shmuel thinks. Hello. So this is, Mi v'zar lo yikrov aleichem. We learn it out from in Bamidbar that is zar lo yikrov aleichem, that a zar may not come in. So that's the source. That's the lav. So now the Gemara is satisfied that we found the lav for the zar. Now the Gemara is going back to the Kal V'Chomer and saying, Ikal Mifrach. But we can break up this Kal V'Chomer, the Kal V'Chomer that we learned from Baal Mum and Tuma. And that is because they have a common denominator. Malatzara Shaveh Shebehen, a common denominator which is a Chumrah that doesn't happen or appear by Zar. Shekein Lohu Tru Bibama. They are not allowed to be performed by a Bama. Zar, obviously when it comes to a Bama, a Zar, there's no din of Kohanim. There's no din of Kuhuna when it comes to a Bama. And a Zar, Yisrael, can perform Avodah in a Bama. That's not true of Baal Mum, and that's not true of Tuma. As far as Izar being mutar by the Bama, first of all, you have Mishnayot. There's the last parak here of Zvachim discusses what's the difference between a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ktana. And there, the items that are mentioned there are Kihun and Big Desharet. A Kohen and Big Desharet. And a Bama Gdola, you might require them, but by a Bama Ktana, you will not require a Kohen and Big Desharet. And then Rashi brings other proof, which is very interesting. He says, "We cry Nami, Mukhechei." We can prove it from the Psukim in Sefer Shoftim, because Gidon, Manoach, father of Shimshon, and Shmuel, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, Shikrivu Bebama. They all were Makrivan Karbanot, and they did it Bebama. None of them were Kohanim. So you see, it's clear that you don't need a Kohen to be Makriv. It's interesting. Rashi brings, as far as Shmuel is concerned, it might be okay, but Gidon and Manoach lived at a time that the Mishkan Shiloh was around and existed. Rashi says, oh, it's a Zar, it's not a Kohen. They were being Makriv in the time that there was Mishkan Shiloh, which isn't so simple, because that's a Heter Bamot, is only between Shiloh and the Mikdash, or prior to Shiloh. But once she went Shiloh was still extant, there was a problem with the bringing Karbanot, bringing a Bama, which is a very difficult sugya in Sefer Shoftim. How come there were all these Bamot being brought? But on the other hand, when it comes to Tumah, and when it comes to Balmum, both of those are problematic when it comes to a Bama. So maybe that Chumrah, that they're problematic by a Bama, is what makes them more Chashuv or Chamur, and therefore that's why it's Mikhalel if you do the Avodah. But when it comes to a Zar, which is permitted by a Bama, maybe he won't be Mikhalel the Avodah. Gemara says, okay, Lo Teima Tomei Yochiach, Ela Eime Onein Yochiach. Let's trade Tamei for Onein. So instead of saying, well, how about Mum? And then you brought down as a second part of the Kal V'chomer of Matzah was Tumah. So let's dump Tumah out, and we're going to replace it with Onein. So we'll now have Baal Mum and Onein, and through the two of those, we'll learn of Matzah. So Mala Onein, Shekin Asur B'Maser. Onein is a Chumrah, which is that an Onein may not consume Maser, because it says, in Vidui Maser, Lo Hachalti B'Oni Mimeno. And that's referring to the Maser. So we say there, an Onein may not participate in Maser. That's a Chumrah. So there we say, Baal Mum Yochiach. Baal Mum could participate in Maser, can eat Maser. So, and the other Chumrah which we have by Baal Mum is that Ose Karev Kimakrif, the Kohen and the Behema, that's Mukrav, have the same dinim when it comes to a Baal Mum. So then we'll have Onein Mochiach, where that's not true. And you'll have a Tzadav Sheveshaben, Bechazir Adin, Lori Yizek Reze. Tzadav Sheveshaben, or Lori Yizek Reze, should probably have the other side of it. It's Tzadav Sheveshaben, Shemuz Harin, that they have an Azhara, and they're Mechalel Avodah. And so too, Azar, who has an Azhara, will also be Mechalel Avodah. The Gemara says, Hachanam Elifruch, Mat Tzadav Sheveshaben, Shekein Lohu Tru B'Bama. Wait a minute, you have the same Tzadav Sheveshaben, you have the exact same problem, which is Onein and Baal Mum are problematic when it comes to a Bama, which is not true when it comes to the Zar. That's not true. So Umar says, wait a minute. How do you know that? Who says that an Onein is a Asur B'Bama? Dilma Shari B'Bama. Maybe Onein is totally fine B'Bama, because where do we learn out the din of Onein? We learn out the din of Onein from the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol, it says, by Kohen Gadol Onein, Umin Megdash lo yetze, velo yichalel. He may not leave the Megdash, because if he does leave the Megdash, he will be Mechalel. So the implications are that the Kohen Gadol must stay in the Megdash, and he will not be Mechalel. He won't be Mechalel Yavodah. So that's one. And number two is, from that you can infer that by a Kohen Hedjot, that he would be Mechalel, and a Kohen Hedjot must leave the Megdash. So from there we know, a Kohen Hedjot, if he does Avodah when he's an Onein, he's problematic. But how did that Pasuk start? That Pasuk started, the one we learned this out from is, Umina Migdash lo yetze. Mina Migdash means the application of Onein is only Shayach by the Migdash. It's not Shayach anywhere else. So that's the point that Rav Sama Breda Rava is. Why are you so certain that by Onein, by Bama, is problematic? It's not so clear here. Now, number one, another issue which the Gemara does not address is, wait a minute, end of the Masechta here, at the end of the Masechta where it discusses the difference between Bama Gdola and Bama Ktana, Onein is not one of the items mentioned. So why would the Gemara even think that an Onein is problematic by a Bama? It's not mentioned at the end of the Masechta. So Tosfos says over here, Rashi says later on by Yosheif, but Tosfos says over here that maybe the list at the end of the Masechta is not comprehensive. It's Tana Vishier. The Tana left out items. So one of the items that he left out was Onein. The other thing the Shita Mekubetzet asked is, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? That by a Bama, Onein would be problematic. The source is from the Pasuk, as we read, Mina Migdash Lo Yitze. So if it's Mina Migdash, it's obvious that it's talking about Migdash and not talking about the Bama. So the Shita Mekubetzet says that the Havamin of the Gemara was, Sakadat Ramino, the Hachi the Onein Asur Bama, because it's, even though it says min hamikdash lo yitze, because it's really mishum derbuta the Kohen Gadol nakte, that since it's formulated in the for the Kohen Gadol, not for the Kohen Hedjot, the Kohen Gadol is only learned out from an inference. The chiddush of the pasuk is about the fact that the Kohen Gadol can even stay in the mikdash when he's an onein. So it wrote min hamikdash lo yitze, not to teach you Migdash, the application of his halacha is only Migdash, not in a bama. But it came to teach you the halacha by Migdash is that a Kohen Gadol may work in the Migdash when he's an Onein. That he's not Posel, he's not Mechalel the Avodah. And that was the Chiddush. So don't take the Minhag Migdash to teach you, yes, Migdash, no bama. It's come to teach you Kohen Gadol, yes, B'Migdash. And therefore, the Abami of the Gemara was that a bama is a surah by Onein. And Mati Flor of Samar B'Rei Derova says, no, that's not the case. Why are you so certain about that? Onein by Abama, baby butar, and therefore we now have our Kal V'Chomer, we have our Tzara Shaveh. Tzara Shaveh will be between Bamom and Onein. The two of them together will teach us, each one as a Chumrah. Right? Bamom again as a Chumrah of that the Karev Kimakriv. Onein as a Chumrah of Ma'aser. So they'll be knock off, each one will knock off to the other one's Chumrah. And the Tzara Shaveh, and the common denominator is that they are both Muzarin and they're Mechalel, they're Avodah. So Tuzar, that is Mechalel. I'm sorry, that is Musar, he will be Mechalel the Avodah. So now, Rav Misharshi Amar, Rav Misharshi attempts a different approach here. It says, Al tira kal v'chomer mi yoshev. That we are going out the kal v'chomer for Zar from Yoshev. My Yoshev, she'ochel. First of all, Yoshev is allowed to eat or participate in the Karbanot. But imavad, if he did Avodah chilal, he sits down, Avodah is mechudal, and it's no good at all. Zar, when it comes to a zar may not, number one, participate in the karbanot, she'en ochel, en odin, then certainly, shim avad chilel, if he did avod, it would be mechulal. So you have a chumrah in zar that doesn't exist by Yoshev. Yoshev, a kohen Yoshev, cannot do avod in the mikdash, but he can eat, participate in the kodshim. And we see that his avod is mechulal, if he does it. So now, a zar who cannot participate in the kodshim, cannot eat in the kodshim, then certainly when it comes to his avodah, it should be mechulal. Where it says, Mal Yoshev, Shekin Pasul Le'edut. Wait a minute, Yoshev has broader application than just Kohanim. Yoshev is not only problematic when it comes to a Kohen in the Mikdash, it is doing his avodah, it's also problematic for Edut. Edim must stand when it comes to Edut, and therefore you see that Yeshiva may have a chumrah, which is that it has broader, it's not just a Kodesh application. It is something that has much broader application. And therefore it has a chumrah because Yoshev is something that applies not only in the dinim of Kodshim, but also in Dinei Chul. Dinei Chul, you can't have an Edim that are sitting down. Where it says, no, that's not so true, because Talmud Chacham, and we can learn this out by a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham does not have to stand up when it comes to Edut. That's one of the things we learned in the Gemara and Shavuot, that the Talmud Chacham, because of his kavod, therefore we give him permission to sit down when he gives a dut. He doesn't have to stand up in front of the Beit Din. Tosfos here is mechalek between two issues. One is, Talmud Chacham does not have to appear in front of another Talmud Chacham who is of a lesser stature than him. That's true. In Dinei Mamonot, a Talmud Chacham can be misareiv, can refuse to appear in the court if it's a court that is beneath his dignity. So Tosfos says, well, why is that? Why can he refuse? Maybe he should just come and sit down. If he sits down, then it's the fi kavod. So Tosfos is mechalek. He says there are two different things. One is that the Talmud Chacham is allowed to sit down for his own kavod. It's his Torah. He's allowed to sit down for his own kavod. Number two is that if he's going to a court that is beneath his dignity, that's a ziluta. Right? That's a degradation in his kavod. That is something that is not acceptable for him. It's not just that for his kavod we let him sit down, but here it's a ziluta. It's beneath his dignity to go to such a beit din. So therefore there are two dinim. Number one is he doesn't have to appear in a beit din for dinim mamonos if it's below his dignity. And number two is even if he appears in a beit din, he may sit down because of his own kavod. So that's one thing that Tosfos points out that we had before. So now you do have a case by Edut where you can't sit down. So it's not complete, it's not total. This idea that you have to stand up for Edut is not absolute. Because it doesn't apply. You can learn it out from a Talmud Chacham. I'll learn out the Kal V'Chomer from a Talmud Chacham Kohen. So you have a Talmud Chacham Kohen who, by Kodshim, may not sit down. He could sit down to eat, but he may not sit down to do Avodah. But when it comes to Edut, he may sit down. And then you say by Zar. A Zar who can't eat, then certainly his Avodah is Mechudal. There's no parallel between them. They're only just, they're making a point that we see this with all these things, by Balmum, by Tamei. We're saying that they have this additional Chumrah. For instance, Onein has a Chumrah, can't eat Maaser.
They're bringing examples of Karbanot.
By Maaser, you can't eat consume Maaser. That's not an issue of Karbanot. It's not aggravation. It's not kachim tam, it's kachay chutz. Right? It's outside the mikdash. It's not even applicable to the mikdash. But that's kechumra. And as I said before, by the case here, it's the fact that it has application outside of zvachim, outside of kachim, might indicate that there's a chumra about it. That Yoshev is not a din that's unique to kachim. It's a din that has broad application in the Torah. There's broad application in the Torah. Maybe that's a chumra. We have that in other places where if halacha applies to more than one instance, to more than one halacha, then maybe that halacha has a chumra or it's ad chumra to it. Moses points out the other interesting thing. It's not really shayach to our daf, but he talks about the case in Sanhedrin that we dealt with the Yanai Melech. And when he came to the court, they brought him to the court and it says, Yanai Melech, amod, araglecha, stand up. He was giving a dut, and they said to him, you must stand up. And the dayanim didn't agree with Shimon Bechetach, and they ended up all being killed out because Shimon Bechetach was upset that they didn't support him in having Yanai Melech stand up. But why did they say Yanai Melech stand up? When it comes to the kavod of a Talmud Chacham versus the kavod of Melech, the kavod of Melech exceeds that of a Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham could sit in court, why can't the king sit down in court? This was here makes a distinction that by a Talmud Chacham, the reason a Talmud Chacham has control or is able to be mochel in his kavod, which is what a king cannot be. A king cannot be mochel in his kavod, whereas a Talmud Chacham can. The reason that Talmud Chacham has that control is because a Talmud Chacham acquires, has a kinyan on the Torah that he learned, and therefore he has the ability to be mochel on his kavod. And that does not mean that it's a kula by Talmud Chacham, it just happens to be that that's his status. Whereas by a king, the reason that a king cannot be mochel on kavodo is because shetehei eimato alecha. His eimah must be upon you. The fear that is instilled in you from the king must permeate, and by not allowing him to be Mochelon's Kavod, we ensure that there's always a stature or status above you, and that's how Shetayam Atolecha. So the Tosfos says, for him to stand up in din does not change the status of Tehei Emato Alecha. That doesn't, that's not a pgiyah on his Kavod, and that's not a problem of Shetayam Atolecha. The fact that he has to stand up in din, stand up in din because there's the Dayanimim who are Yoshvim and Hashem is present. The fact that he has to stand up for that, that shouldn't be a breach or a problem in Tehei Emunato Alecha. And therefore a king must stand, even though a Talmud Chacham could sit down in this case, which is interesting distinction over here. That a Talmud Chacham would be able to be, number one, Mochel on Kvodo and sit down in a Beis Din, whereas a king is not allowed to be Mochel on Kvodo, but will have to stand up when it comes to a Beis Din, when it comes to a Dut. Right now, the Gemara continues. And wait a minute, there is some Chumrah now. Ma l'shem Yoshev, shkein pasul de'edut. True, you can learn it out of a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have to sit down when it comes to Eidut. But nevertheless, the shame Eidut, within Yoshev, you have a problem of Eidut. It may not be by Talmud Chacham, but it could be there is a concept of not sitting by Eidut, even though in this particular instance, you can't sit down. That's not a question. Just because in this category that you're learning from, we're learning from a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't have to stand up by Eidut, we're learning about Yoshev Kohen to teach us that din. So fine, what about another person in Eidut would not be able to sit down? That doesn't bother us. It's not relevant to us.
In other words, there is a matzah of Zarus that would be
Tam Zarus, right, exactly. The two aren't correlated. Over here, the status of the Talmud Chacham is what exempts him from sitting down by Eidut. But the Gemara says, alright, you know what? Imtim Salam Baparich. So if you really want to say that it is a problem to say that by Shem Yoshev by Eidut, it says, you can take Yoshev and any one of the other items. That means Tamei, Onein, or Baal Mum. If you take Yoshev and any one of the others, then you can learn it out Mitzad HaShaveh between them. Mitzad HaShaveh would be that they both Muzhar, that you're warned against doing Avodah, and they're Mechalel the Avodah. Tamei, Baal Mum, and Onein, all are Mechalel the Avodah when they do it, and they're warned against it. So certainly Azar would be along with Yoshev if you take the two together, because Yoshev has a Chumrah that it's applicable by Eidut. Let's take Tumah, for instance. Tumah has a Chumrah because it's Kein Mitameh. Or Oneinein has a Chumrah because it's applicable by Maaser. Or Balmum has a Chumrah which is Karev Umakriv. So Yoshev will wipe out that Chumrah because Yoshev doesn't have that Chumrah. So since each one of their Chumrahs is not a common denominator between them, each one wipes out the other's Chumrah, and the common denominator is that they're Muzhar and they're Mechalel Avodah. So now Gemara says, wait a minute, then you have to have an underlying assumption here. Why did we ruin the previous two Tzad HaShavehs? It's because by Bama, that they had a common denominator that they were problematic by a Bama. So that means that the Gemara here is assuming that Yoshev is not problematic by a Bama. And that's what the Gemara says here. They were Pasul by Bama as opposed to Zar that wasn't Pasul by a Bama. So Gemara wants to know right away. It says, Yoshev to Kosher by Bama Minola. In order to prevent this from happening again, you've got to know how is Yoshev not problematic by a Bama. It's Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, where do we know that Yoshev is problematic? Because it says, Bamod Lifnei Hashem Ulusharto. So the source of the fact that one may not sit is because it says you must stand before Hashem u'mishareitoto. Amod lifnei Hashem u'lisharto. Lifnei Hashem v'lo lifnei bama. That requirement to amod l'sharet is only when you're standing lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem only applies in the Mikdash, does not apply by a bama. If it doesn't apply by a bama, there's no isur against, or there's no problem with sitting down by a bama. So there's no problem with sitting down by a bama. We don't have that common denominator of a chumrah, because the other three might be problematic by a bama, but your shave is not problematic by a bama, and you don't have the problem bama anymore. All right. So now the Gemara moves on. We managed to make it past the first problem in the Mishnah. Now we're on to the second problem in the Mishnah. The first problem in the Mishnah was Zar. The second problem in the Mishnah is Onein. And the Gemara wants to know, Onein Minolan. How do we know the fact that an Onein is restricted from doing avodah in the Mikdash, and then is Michalel the avodah? So that we said before, we brought the pasuk down before, which I mentioned because we're talking about Mikdash and Bamah, Dektiv, Umin HaMikdash lo yitzei, velo yichalel, by the Kohen Gadol. In Parshat, in Vayikra, it says that Min HaMikdash lo yitzei, by Parshat Emor, Kohen Gadol may not leave the Mikdash when he's an Onein, velo yichalel, and therefore he won't be Michalel the avodah, or if he leaves, he is Michalel, the Kohen Gadol must stay and do avodah. It's talking about there, the death of Afilu Imo Aviv, even by the death of his mother, his father, he's not allowed to become Tamei, and he's not allowed to leave the Mikdash. So ha, the implications of there acher meaning a coin, a joke, shelo yatza, that doesn't leave, chilel, he is michalel the avodah. So a joke will have a problem, because the coin gadol is not problematic, implying that a coin gadol is problematic. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mihocha, he says that the source is from here. It says by Parshat Shmini, when it comes to Aron Uvanav Hanotarot, this means Aron and Elazar Nitamar, after the death of Nadav and Avihu, it says there, Moshe says, why were you so rafe the Seir? This is called the Seir and Israf. He asked them, why do you do it? So one of the things they respond, it is, Hein Hikrivu. Aaron says back to Moshe, did they do the Akrava? Did Elazar and Tamar do the Akrava? Ani Hikrafti. I did the Akrava. If they did the Akrava in Ochanami, by an Onein, it would be a problem. But I did the Akrava. I'm the Kohen Gadol, there's no problem. Michlal, Di'inu Akiv, had they done it, had Elazar and Tamar done the Avodah, Shapir Yisterof, then it would have been fine that they burnt the Seir, because they would have been Onanin, they would have been Michalel the Avodah. So that's the source for Rabbi Elazar.
And the fact that the Seir would have been burnt is a hard proof
that it's Michulal, because otherwise why would you burn it right away? You don't burn something right away unless it's Michulal, that it's totally ruined, it's Pasul the Gamre. If you have an external psul, like for instance that an Onein did a voda there, but that doesn't make it mechulal, then you have to wait. You leave the animal, it's a problematic, and then either it's not mechulal, or you have to leave it until it rots, and then you burn it. But the fact that you can burn it instantaneously means it's mechulal, that it's gone, it's right away, it's totally psul, it's gone, the gamri, and you got to get rid of it. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, my time alo amar umina mikdash lo yitzei. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar accept the pasuk that was brought in the first place? Or maybe Dash Leitzei. Samalacha Miktiv Acher. Over there, there's no inference. You're drawing an inference out of the pasuk. That's not explicit in the pasuk. You're trying to make a deduction that if it says, Minamikdash Leitzei, by Kohen Gadol, Acher Shalitzei Chilel. No, that's not applicable to Kohen Gadol. That's not absolute. Vidach. And those that learned it out of Minamikdash Leitzei, why didn't they, my time Lomar Mehen He Krivu? Why didn't they learn it out from the Syrian Israf? Because they hold like the other daya that the reason that the Seir Nisraf was because of Tuma, that it was burnt because of a problem of Tuma, not a problem of Onein. Now that is a machloket Tanaim that's going to come up later in the Masechta, Daf Kuf Aleph, which is, there's a machloket about by Seir Nisraf, what was the problem? One possibility of the problem was that it's a problem of Aninut. It's a problem of Aninut, not Hakrava, because Aaron says, I did the Hakrava, not Elazar Vitamar. So it was Mukrab. The problem was that there were no Ochlim. They couldn't eat it. Even though it's Mutar for Aaron to bring the Korban, none of the Kohanim were available to eat the Korban. That means Aaron, Elazar and Itamar were all Onanim. They cannot participate. They cannot eat a Korban. So even though we were able to Makriv it, and it was Mukrabi, the Aaron, which is Kasher, nevertheless, there's nobody to eat it. And that underlying that assumption is that Onein applies to Yom V'Laila. That Aninut Laila is the Oraita, based on that opinion. So since they were Onanim, Jivot that day and at night, there was nobody to eat the Korban. Nobody to eat the Korban. That's why they burnt it. They burnt it because there was nothing to do with it. And even though generally we would have to wait here, it was an external problem, because the Korban's fine, they just can't eat it. We'd have to wait for Ubar Tzorato, which means that it loses its shape, it rots before we burn it. Nevertheless, they hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it says that you can burn it right away. And when there are no Ochlim, you burn it right away. The other opinion there says the problem was a problem of Tumah. So the problem of Tumah means that Aninut Laila is Lav De'oraita. Aninut Laila is not a Din De'oraita, and therefore they could have eaten it. The Kohanim, even though they couldn't eat it that day, that night they would have been able to eat from the Korban. A Korban Kodshei Kodashim is permissible to eat Yom V'Laila. They could have participated in the Korban that night. So why did they burn it? They burnt it because by accident they came into contact with it. Somebody Tamei or something Tamei came into contact with the Korban, and that made it problematic, and they burnt it because it was Tamei. So if you hold like the opinion that says that they were Tamei, then you have no proof over here about the fact that it was Onein. Because with the problem over there, or the issue, was a problem of Tumah, and not a problem of Aninut. And Tosis points out, there is no opinion like this. The Gemara here is bringing down these opinions later on. Later on, the Gemara does not have these opinions about Tumah and Aninut in its absolute sense. And that's because the Gemara, by that point in time, already knows that Onein is problematic. But if we didn't know, before we know that Onein is problematic, then they're trying to learn it out of the Psukim over there, and therefore we come up with these opinions. Because even according to the one who says, Mipnei Tuman Yisrafa, nevertheless, when it came to the Heine Krivo, he still agrees that Aaron was responding to Moshe with regards to Aninut. He was responding to him with regards to Aninut about the Hakravah, which shows you that even by Aninut, the one who says Tumah still thinks there's a problem with Hakravah by Aninut. So the fact is that our Gemara over here is taking an opinion that the whole thing has nothing to do with Aninut, it's only to do with Tumah. That's not really true. The Tanaim that argue later on in Masechta both agree about Aninut. They just say that wasn't the problem. The Aninut, Achila, they argue about. But Aninut, Hakravah, they both agree with would have been a problem, and Aaron's responding over there. So that, Tosa says, all according to the conclusion of our Gemara, that we know that Onein is problematic. But till we know that, it's not clear to us that you could darshan Heine Krivo to be referring to an Onein. So now we have, each one of them has a reason not to learn like the other. So now we have an additional limud, and this will solve the problem, which is what you're asking. Well, Tzvi says, listen, you have two psukim, each pasuk has a problem with it. Well, maybe we can't learn out of either pasuk because of that. So that's what we have now, is the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Achi B'Kavachomim B'Balmum. Come on out of a kavachom from Balmum. Uma Balmum she'ochel. Balmum is allowed to participate in the karbanot. Imavad chilel. If he does avoda, he's mechalel. Onein. She'ein ochel. Onein is not allowed to participate in the eating of karbanot. Inudin she'imavad chilel. And certainly, if he does avoda, it's vim mechalel. Where it says, Zechomra, ma Balmum, she'kein asabo krivim kima krivim. Balmum, we've seen before, has this chomra that not only is the kohen asur b'balmum, but the korban itself is asur b'balmum. So Zar Yochiach, you know, we had so much trouble before. Zar, where's Zar from? Where's the Dida? Now that we know Zar is true, now we can use it in a kavachomer as well. Zar Yochiach. Right, Zar will be this. Mala Zar she'kein lo takana. Wait a minute. Zar has a chomra that it can never get better. It can never be rectified. Balmum Yochiach. Balmum, even though it's a mum over, Balmum can be, if the mum goes away, the Kohen can be kasher. Then Bechazer Adin, Lorizek, Rezev, Lorizek, Rezev, Tzad HaShavesh Shaben, the common denominator between them, Shein Muzarim, Zar is Asur, Balmum is Asur, Vim Avdu, and both of them, they did the Avoda Chilel, they are Mechalel, Avani Avi, Onein, Shemuzar. I'll also learn out a Onein that has a warning against doing it, Vim Avad, Chilel, if he did the Avoda, it'd be Mechalel. Where it says, the obvious question, Heichen Muzar. But where's the Isur Lav of Onein? Ilema, if you say, Umina Migdash Le Yitzei. Oh, what, you're going to learn that from the Pasuk, Umina Migdash Le Yitzei, you're going to have the inference that applies to Kohen Gadol, not to a Kohen Ejo. Well, if you're going to learn out of that Pasuk, it says explicitly, there Velo Yichalulu. That, by the Pasuk, Umina Migdash Le Yitzei, that's what we just learned from there, is Velo Yichalel. That the Kohen says, Lo Yichalel, then you have Chibul, Begufei, Ktiv Bei. It's written explicitly that you don't need a Kavachomer, you can learn it straight out of the Pasuk. Ela, Mehene Krivu. He's going to learn out the Azara from the Pasuk of Mehene Krivu. Because Savar. And he believes, Ke Mipnei Aninut Nisrufa. That the reason that the Korban was Nisrufa over here is because of Aninut. So therefore, the Pasuk is speaking about, or the situation in Shmini is talking about, Syrian Nisrufa talking about a case of Aninut. So now, wait a minute. If you can learn it out of that Pasuk, then why do they need the Kal Vachomer at all? We just said before, if you say that that pasuk is talking about Ninut, you know that it's Nisraf. If you know that it's Nisraf, from the, that's what they did, the Seir was Nisraf. So you see that Ninut caused it to be Nisraf. So why, if he's already learning out the Azhara from that pasuk, why can't he also learn out Chilul from that pasuk? So Rashi brings it over here, Tosfos repeats Rashi, extends it a little more, but Rashi says over here that that's, they don't learn that. And that there's a distinction in the problem. That's what I mentioned to you before, that when we say that Ninut is a problem, there are two problems of Ninut. There's a problem of Ninut of Hakrava, there's a problem of Ninut of Achila. The problem is that they had nobody to eat the Korban. When they say over here that Heini Krivu is talking about Aninut, that might be referring to the Aninut of Achila. So here, let's read the Rashi, which is, because Sabri Pnei Aninut Nisrafa. What does it mean, Pnei Aninut? It's the last white line at the top of the Rashi. Shalo Ayulo Ochlim. That's what the problem is, that nobody could eat it. Sh'amrlo Mipnei Aninut Tarfanua. We burnt it because of Aninut, Kasavor, Sheikrivua Onanim. When Aaron said the reason we burnt the Karban was because we're Onanim. Moshe makes a mistake. Ta'a Moshe. Moshe made a mistake and thought that Aaron was saying that the reason they burnt it is because they did the Avodah B'aninut. But what is Aaron really saying? He's saying we burnt it because nobody could eat the Karban. There's no one to eat it here. I can't eat it. My kids can't eat it. We're all Onanim. And we're going to be Onanim through the Zman of Karban. Means Yom V'layla. So therefore we can't consume the Karban. And that's why we burnt it. But Moshe misunderstood when Aaron says Aninut. Moshe says, Aninut? What, you were makrivit as Onanim? That's why you burnt it? So then Aaron responds to him and says, no, that's not the reason we burnt it, because I did Akrava, not my children. Rashi says, Kesavur shekrivu Aninim, v'amar lehem shema b'aninut, yikrivua, umiyu chilul lo yalif rabbi shmo minei. He won't learn it out from that. Because di'i lav ava mina hai damar lehu shema b'aninut, yikrivta mota, lav lemera dim'obar hochi shapir istaruf. But Moshe says to them, what, you did it b'aninut, that's why you're burning it over here. That's not coming to say that the reason that because you were Makrivas Onanim, therefore was permissible to burn it, that Moshe would have thought it was permissible to burn it. No! Elif Shamrulo Mipaninut Sifranu Amalahem Shema Vartam Alazara, Bikravtam Onanim. Maybe you violated an Easter Lav and were Makrivas Onanim. Not to tell you that would explain why the Korban was burnt. But just to say, wait a minute, did you do something wrong over here with this Korban? You were makrivit as Onanim? Not to teach you that that's why it was burnt. But a separate question. Wait, did you violate a lav? So Rashi says what Rabbi Shmuel will learn out of this pasuk is that there is an Isser lav by Hakrava, but that's not the source for the chilul here. The source of the burning of the chilul is the fact that they couldn't consume it. The Moshe's question about that Hakrava was a misunderstanding of Moshe about Aninut. Maybe, oh, he did a lav about it, but that's not a proof that it was burnt.
That's the source for the Azhara.
Yes, that's the source of the lav. I mean, Moshe is asking that maybe you did it by Aninut and you violated Azhara. So that's enough. We can learn that fact out. What we can't prove from there is that there's chilul. So Tosfos says Rashi's right, and he says tzarech lo sif al perusho. I have to add a little more to his perush, which is gamar lem shema vartem al azaravi kraftem onanim utzolamar v'ta'item l'sorfal kach. So he says not only Rashi doesn't say this. We just said no. Rashi says Moshe was just asking, did you violate a lav? So Moshe is saying to them, no, did you violate a lav and make a mistake and burnt it because you made a mistake? I mean, there's an extra mistake here. There's two mistakes. One is Moshe says, when Aaron says that we didn't eat it because underneath Moshe thinks it's because they are Krava. And then after that, when Moshe says to them, did you then make a mistake? Because a Krava is not Nisraf. A Krava is not Michalel. So why did you burn it? Ta'a is about Moshe. Moshe made a mistake. That Ta'a is that Moshe misunderstood Aaron. Then Tosfos is saying to add to that, that they, maybe Moshe is saying to them, maybe you made a mistake and you were violating the lava when in and burnt it, but you're not supposed to burn it. So there are two mistakes. There's a mistake of what Moshe misunderstood what Aaron was saying, what Aninut he was talking about. He's talking about Aninut Achila, and Moshe thinks he's talking about Aninut Akrava. And the second mistake is that Moshe says, oh, you're talking about Aninut Akrava, did you make a mistake and burn it because of this Aninut? That's what Tosfos adds on to Rashi. The other question that you can ask over here, which is very interesting, it happens to be that the Ramban al Torah asked this very basic question. He says, let's go to Parshat Shmini and look what happened. In Parshat Shmini, they're bringing all the Karbanot. They bring all the Karbanot, they do the dedication of the Mikdash. Then Aaron comes out to give a bracha to the Am, and Esh comes down from the Shamayim, eats up the Karbanot, and then afterwards, Nadav and Avihu will go in and bring their Esh Zara. So the bringing of the Esh Zara is after all the Karbanot were brought. What is Moshe's question about Einik Rivu? Did you bring this at the Korban Baninut? All the Korbanot were brought. Everything was done before Nadav and Avihu ever walked into the Mikdash. There's nothing to talk about. Why is there even a question over here about the Sirei Nisrav dealing with Aninut? And Hukrav Aninut, they brought all the Karbanot before none of you ever died. So that's the Ramban's Ala Torah's question. He gives two possible answers, really the combination of the answers. He says, no, maybe Moshe didn't know if Aaron had completed all the Karbanot before none of Aviyu were killed. Moshe just didn't know, but Aaron had finished everything up. That's one possibility. But then Ramban really in the end says that the whole question was theoretical. The question was, Moshe comes, asks Aaron, maybe you're makriv onanim, and Aaron says, no, we're not makriv onanim, we did everything before they died. Then he says in a theoretical question, it was a lucky discourse between them, and even if it was afterwards, I could have done it because I'm a Kohen Gadol. So that was all theoretical discussion. That even had we done it afterwards, here's a theoretical discussion between them. But it was not a practical discussion. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban al-Taraz says that this whole conversation was theoretical, not practical, as all the Karbanot were completed before Nedavim died. The Torah brings down B'Shem His Aviv, the Rosh, that no, wait a minute. The Karbanot that we know were done were the Karbanot were the Chiyuvei Ayom. The Karbanot Ayom. Things that were brought specifically for that day. But the Seir that was burnt here is the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Seir Rosh Chodesh is not a chiyu because of this particular unique day, Yom HaShmini. That's a chiyu because it's Rosh Chodesh. That necessarily, right, it's the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That the Torah doesn't tell us that was brought before Nedar Vio died. Maybe that's that was brought after Nedar Vio died, and that's the Korban that we're discussing over here, the Seir Rosh Chodesh. So many of the Rishonim, many of the Achronim answer on the Ramban that the Ramban left out. The problem here is Seir Rosh Chodesh. Seir Rosh Chodesh could have been brought afterwards. That's not explicit in the Psukim that was brought beforehand. The Ramban thinks, well, if all the other Karbanot brought, so was the Seir Rosh Chodesh. But that's not a given. And that's how the other Rishonim Achronim answer up, that it's not theoretical, but it was practical, because that Korban was brought after the death of Nadav Nevi'u. Okay, now, after we have the source for the fact that Unein is Muzhar, so now the Gemara says, Ikal HaMifrach, Ma'ala Tzadah Sheva Shebehen, there's a common denominator between Zar and Baal Mum, which are the two that we're trying to use over here, Zar and Balmum. What's the common denominator between them? That would be a Chumrah. Is Malatav Shaven, Shehein, Lohutra, Michlalo. They are never allowed. When it comes to Zar, a Zar is never permitted to do Avoda. Number one. Number two, when it comes to Balmum, a Balmum is never permitted to do Avoda, no matter what. That is not true when it comes to Onein. When it comes to Onein, there's a case where you can do Avoda as an Onein. And what's that case? The case of a Kohen Gadol. So maybe these have a chumrah that Onein doesn't have, and therefore you can't learn out of them. Now truthfully, there is, wait a minute, we just said before that by a bama, a zar can do a voda. So what do you mean, lohutai mechlolo? A zar is allowed to do a voda by a bama. So Rashi answers over here, he says, wait, that's not a considered hutar mechlolo. Hutar mechlolo is when something is asur, and we have instances where it's mutar. By a bama, a zar is never asur. So to say hutar mechlolo, that's not hutar mechlolo. A zar is never asur by a bama. Zar just doesn't have application by bama. That doesn't mean hutar mechlolo. The way it be hutar mechlolo is if a zar is asur by a bama, and there's certain instances where it's mutar. That's not the case. By Zar, he's totally mutar by Bama. There is no restriction whatsoever. That's not called Hutar Mechlolo. Hutar Mechlolo is where everybody else is Asur, and here we have a dispensation for you. So that's by Kohen Gadol. Every Onein is Asur, but he has a dispensation where he can do it, even though everybody else is Asur. So when it says, we'll bring in Tamei, Tamei Yochiach. Ma the Tameish, because by Tumah there is Hutar Mechlolo. Tamei, we have by Tumah Tzibur, by Korban Pesach, that is mutar to do a bituma. There's hutar mechlolo, so you won't have that chumra. When it says ma'ala tameish kem mitamei, that's its chumra. Hanoch yuchichu, we'll use baal mum and zar together. So we have all three of them, baal mum, zar, and tamei. Each one will eliminate the other's chumrot. Bechazer adin, etzav eshev shven shumuzarim. Velifroch, letzav eshev shven shkein lo hutra mechlolan etzel kohen gadol bekarban yachid. Wait a minute. You have this narrow case where there is no hutar mechlolo, which is a kohen gadol by karban yachid, by tumah is not mutar. The only time tumah is mutar is tumah be tzibur, tumah hotra be tzibur, tumah dechuya be tzibur. That deals with karbanot tzibur. The Pesach's exemption because it has a din like a korban tzibur. It's not a karban yachid, but it is a karban yachid, but like a korban tzibur. But any other karban yachid, none of these three items are mutarim by a karban yachid. That's not true by an onein. A kohen gadol can do a avoda even by a korban yachid. So that'll be a chumrah between them. Mar says, shame tumah mia ishtari. Shame tumah has a huta mechlolo in it, which is that tumah by tzibur does have this heter. So therefore, shame tumah has a heter, that won't be a common denominator with him, that won't be a chumrah that's applicable to baal mum, zar, and tumah, because tumah has this dispensation in it, even though it's not by yachid, it's by korban tzibur. And then from that, we can learn to name. So now, Ramashar Shiamar, Atir Kabachomer Meyushat Meyoshev, the same thing we did before. Ramashar Shia does the same solution that he did by Zar, he's going to now use by Onain, which is Yoshev. By Yoshev, it says, Ma Yoshev Shochel, Imavad Chilel. Yoshev can eat the Korbanot, but if he does Avodah, he's Michalel. Onain, Sheinu Ochel, Onain cannot participate in the Korbanot. Enu Din Sheim Avad Chilel. Isn't it clear that if he did Avodah, it should be Mechulal? Where it says, Ma Yoshev Shekein Pasol Leidut. That was the same Chumer we had before. Pasol Leidut. Where it says, wait, we can talk about Yoshev Tamachochom. We can learn it out from the Kamachochom who can't sit down by Eidut. Where it says, Ma Lashem Yoshev Shekein Pasol Leidut. Right, so Tamachochom is okay, but the Shem Eidut has this Chumra. Where it says, Shem Yoshev. That's not a pircha and a kavachomer when in the category it's problematic. Here we have a part of the category that's fine, so that's not a chumra. And even if you want to say that is a pircha, then you can write out yoshev plus one of the other items. You can take yoshev plus tamei, yoshev plus zar, yoshev plus balmo, and between them you'll be able to learn out the din. Right now, we have a interesting statement by Rava. You have to hold cup a little bit. We're going to make a bunch of kavachomers over here, and we'll try to make it easy. Amar Rava, lo shanu elo b'karban yachid. The fact that an onain is posel is only true by karban yachid. Aval karban mitzibur miratzeh kavachomer mitum'ah. It's a kavachomer from tum'ah. So let's take this. Underlying Rava's statement here, and actually the Girsa, according to the Shita Megubetz, it is Amar Rabba. That's not even Rava, it's Amar Rabba. That, when it comes, I'm going to give you all the assumptions of Rabba right now. We know that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, an Onain, he's allowed to do Avoda, both by Karban Sibur, and by a Korban Yachid. That the Kohen Gadol, as an Onain, is permitted to do both of those Avodot. For Karban Tzibur and for Karban Yachid, it's not Mechalel, it's fine Avodah. Number two, assumption is that Tuma, that is Hutra B'Tzibur, that it's not Hutar by Karban Yachid. And when we say Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, that only applies to Karbanot Tzibur, not to the Karbanot Yachid. A Kohen Ejod is permitted also. Not only is the Kohen Gadol by Tuma allowed to do the Avodah, but a Kohen Ejod also can do Avodah by Tuma. So those are two underlying assumptions over here. The underlying assumptions of Rabba in this case is that when the Hutra, the Heter of Tuma, only applies to Karbanot Tzibur. Number two is the Aninut of the Kohen Gadol allows him to participate or do Avodah both by Karbanot Tzibur and Karban Yachid. Now he's going to make a third statement, which is that the problem of Aninut by Kohen Hejot only applies to Karban Yachid and not to Karban Tzibur. By Karban Tzibur, it would be Meratzeh, the Tzitz would be Meratzeh, and override it. They shouldn't do it. But if they do Avodah by Karban Tzibur, it's fine. Kavachomer mituma. So let's read this. Ma tuma. Tuma, shlo hutra michlala. Tuma is not mutar the gamre. It's a Kohen Gadol by Karban Yachid. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to do the Avodah by Tuma when we're dealing with Karban Tzibur, but he's not allowed to do Avodah by Karban Yachid. Who tried to have Jod with Karban Tzibur? A Kohen Ejod is permitted also. Not only is the Kohen Gadol by Tuma allowed to do the Avodah, but a Kohen Ejod also can do Avodah by Tuma. Both of them have a dispensation to do Avodah when it's Hutra or Duchuya but Tzibur, that there's some suspension of Tuma. Both of them are Mutar, but only by Karban Tzibur. Now, Aninut, Shutra Michlala, it's a Kohen Gadol by Karban Yachid. When it comes to Aninut by Kohen Gadol, not only is he permitted to do by Karban Tzibur, he's also permitted by a Karban Yachid. Then certainly a Kohen Hejot should be permitted by a Karban Tzibur. So the Kavachomer comes from Tuma. By Tuma, Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hejot are equal. They're both equal that they override by Karbanei Tzibur. Then you come to Onain. By Onain, a Kohen Gadol permitted both by Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur. So if I take a Kohen Hejot along with him, then Kohen Hejot should have the same din that it has by Tuma, which is Karban Yachid problematic, Karban Tzibur not problematic. So that's the Kavachomer that we're learning here. Akif La, Rava Bar Eli. Rava Bar Eli is now going to have three Kavachomers, which all come to absurd results. And that is because there was an underlying assumption here by Rava that number one, a Kohen Gadol by Aninut can work by both a Karban Tzibur and a Karban Yachid. Number two is that a Kohen Hejot, when it comes to Tuma, is Hutra B'Tzibur, he can also do the Avodah over there. Those are your two underlying assumptions to get to the third assumption, which is that when it comes to Aninut, a Kohen Hejot is not Posel by Karbanei Tzibur. So now Rav is going to challenge all of those and say, listen, Your logic is nice, but your Kal V'chomer is not mukhrach or definitive. Because I can learn other Kal V'chomers in the same instances, and I'll come up to opposite conclusions of you. Which is, number one, lo tutar aninut etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid mikal v'chomer. Your assumption is that by kohen gadol, he can do the avodah both by karben tzibur and by karben yachid when it comes to aninut. That's not necessarily true. I can learn out of a Kal V'chomer. What's that? Umatumashu tra etzel kohen ejot b'tzibur. A kohen ejot is mutar by tumahu tra b'tzibur, even for a kohen ejot. Lo tra etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. That's not mutar. When it comes to a karben gadol, tumah does not allow him to work with the karben yachid. Aninut. Where the chumbah, there's a chumrah by a kohen gadol, enu din shlo tutar etzel kohen gadol by karban yachid. Then certainly a kohen gadol should be restricted from doing by karban yachid. So what do you have over here? Let's look at tumah. He says, look at tumah. By tumah, kohen gadol can only deal with karban tzibur. Kohen gadol also by tumah can only deal with karban tzibur. Come to aninut. Kohen Hejot can't do anything. Kohen Hejot can't do anything, then certainly a Kohen Gadol should be restricted in Karban Yachid. So that's his chumrah. That will show you what? That a Kohen Gadol could only, and he knew it, the heter of Kohen Gadol is only by Tzibur, not by Yachid. Well, if you do that, you break up Rabba's Kal V'chomer from before. Because one of the underlying assumptions is Kal V'chomer is that a Kohen Gadol can do, by Aninut, both Kohen Karban Tzibur and Karban Yachid. I, from a Kal V'chomer, can show you that he can't do Karban Yachid. Number two. But tutar tumah etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. Let's say that a kohen gadol not only can do avoda b'tumah by karben tzibur, he can also do it by a karben yachid. Uma aninut shelo hutar etzel kohen yadot. Aninut by kohen yadot not permissible. B'karben tzibur hutra. A kohen yadot, when it comes to tumah, is permitted to do it. Tuma shutra etzel kohen yadot b'karben tzibur enu din shutra etzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. Wait a minute. If I buy by an inut that the Kohen Hejot can't do anything, but Karban Tzibur, Hetar Yitzel Kohen Gadol, by Kohen Gadol, Karban Tzibur is permitted to take care of it to be an inut. Let's go to Tumah now. What's the din of Tumah by Kohen Hejot? Kohen Hejot is permitted to do Avoda by Karban Tzibur by Tumah. Then a Kohen Gadol certainly should be permitted to do Avoda by Karban Yachid. I mean, if the Kohen Hejot who had nothing by aninut, now by tumah has karban tzibur, Kohen Gadol who's permitted by aninut to do karban tzibur, then certainly by tumah he should have more free, he should be freed up more, and he should be able to do both karban tzibur and karban yachid. And then you'll come to the conclusion that a Kohen Gadol by tumah can do karban yachid. That was again one of the underlying assumptions in Rabba's statement, that by tumah a Kohen Gadol can work by tzibur, but not by yachid. Over here I can prove to you from Kal V'chomer that he can do it. And now the last Kal V'chomer, that lo tutar tumah etzel kohen yadot b'karban tzibur b'Kal V'chomer. A Kohen Yadot should not be permissible to do any avoda when it comes to tumah. Only the Kohen Gadol. Why? Uma aninut should try etzel Kohen Gadol b'karban yachid. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, he can do avoda, karban yachid, karban tzibur, he can do everything. Lo itzray etzel Kohen Yadot. So then, by a Kohen Yadot, he can't do anything by aninut. B'karban tzibur, when it comes to it. Tumah, shlo itzray etzel Kohen Gadol b'karban yachid. A Kohen Gadol by tumah can only work karban tzibur, not karban yachid. In Udin Shalom to Kohen Gadol b'karban tzibur whatsoever. Okay, he should be totally excluded from it. What does that mean here? Start out with aninut. By aninut, Kohen Gadol gets zero, gets nothing. Kohen Gadol is allowed to do avoda ben b'karban yachid, ben b'karban tzibur. Go to Tumah, Kohen Gadol can only do avoda by karban tzibur. So certainly the Kohen Gadol should be not permissible to do anything. So now you have a case that a Kohen Gadol can't do anything. Now the Kal V'chomer before, that Rabba relied on the fact that a Tumat Behutra B'tzibur applies even to Kohen Gadol, not just to Kohen Gadol. So what Rabba Bar Ilai did was, Rabba had three assumptions. Again, he undermined each one of those three assumptions. One assumption is that Kohen Gadol by Ninut can do Avoda both by Yachid and B'tzibur. So the first Kal V'chomer he brought broke that up and said maybe even by Kohen Gadol can't do it by Yachid. Coming here can't do Ninut. Number two was that when it came to a Kohen Gadol by Tumah, he's allowed to do Korban Tzibur, he's not allowed to do Korban Yachid. Along he brings another, he says, I can prove to you that a Kohen Gadol to a Kal V'chomer can do Avoda, be a Korban Yachid when it comes to Tumah. The last assumption that you had, Rabba, was that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do Avoda, Behutra, Betumah, Betzibur. I'll prove to you now that a Kohen Gadol shouldn't be able to do it. So he took away each one of the three assumptions that underlie the Kal V'chomer that Rabba made. So Ella, ikanamifrach hachi, beikanamifrach hachi. The fact is that if you just go by simple logic, I can go any one of these ways. Your assumptions are not a good assumptions, because your assumptions lead you to Kal V'chomer. But if I just make other assumptions, I can get to a different Kal V'chomer and a totally different conclusion. So what Rabbi Bar Ilai says to the rabbi is, you can't learn logic. Logic is not going to work over here because all logic applies. Now true, all of them, by the way, as Tosus points out, have pirchas in them. They all have pirchas in them, they're all problematic, but his point is, or the point of Rabbi Bar Ilai is that the assumptions you made are not so simple. You take your assumptions for granted, and where did you get those assumptions from? Because you make an assumption, therefore you're making a Kal V'chomer. Your assumptions aren't simple, because I can show you that the logic would dictate otherwise based on other assumptions. So what is the answer to the question? The answer to the question is, Kochad v'chad teku buduchte. As Rashi explains over here, each one of them, we're going to look in the context. So it's important to read the Rashi here. It's the top Rashi. He says, it's the second line in the top Rashi. He says, Hilkach, Kochad teku buduchta. Look in each one its context, kitivata stam, as if it's written without any qualifiers. What does that mean? Kishutra aninut, the Kohen Gadol, when it says a Kohen Gadol is mutar baninut, there was no qualification of tzibur and yachid. Therefore, it says it's stam, ben yachid, ben mitzibur utra. That means a Kohen Gadol is mutar baninut everywhere. Karban tzibur, karban yachid. Ukrishne esrali hejot, and when it's aninut is a surfe hejot, it's also ben be yachid, ben mitzibur and esra, because there is no qualifier. When we say by umini mikdash le yitzei velo yichalel, so that's why I made a Kohen Gadol. There it makes no distinction between Karban Tzibur, Karban Yachid. So too, when we learn the Yisrael from there, there's no distinction, because there is no qualifier made there. Ukshehutra Tumah B'Tzibur, when the Tumah B'Tzibur was Utra, Utra after Kohen Gadol. There was no qualification whether it was Kohen Gadol or Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we're going to say it applies to everybody equally. Ukshehutra B'Karban Yachid, and also when we say Tumah Utra B'Tzibur for Karban Tzibur, that's only for Karban Tzibur, not for Karban Yachid. So it's Nesra after Kohen Gadol. Since there's no distinction made or qualification made by Tumah between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot, that means that the din will apply to both of them. What's the din there? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. They're both permitted to do Avoda B'Tzibur, and it's not Hutra B'Yachid. Karban Yachid cannot be brought. So equally for Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedjot, they can't bring it. And equally, they can bring it by Tumah B'Tzibur, they can bring it. So Rashi says, that's what it means. Since you can't learn out any of these Kal V'chomers, logic won't dictate to limit or expand either one of these items, whether it's a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedjot, because the logic can go in any direction. It all depends on underlying assumptions you make. The Kal V'chomer can only be learned if you make certain hanachot, certain assumptions by other dinim. Well, how do you have those assumptions by the other dinim? Well, if you can make those assumptions, make other assumptions, you'll come out with a different conclusion. The answer is, we don't make any assumptions. We just read the psukim. The psukim have no qualifications, no qualifiers. If no qualifiers, we learn the psukim, pashtan, learn pashup shat. Pashup shat is when it comes to aninut, everything is mutar to Kohen Gadol, everything is asur to Kohen Hedjot. When it comes to tumah, hutra b'tzibur, lo hutra liyachid. That applies both to Kohen Gadol and to Kohen Hedjot. There's no qualification between the two of them. And that's how we learn at the dinim, not for Kal V'chomer, and that will upend or ruin the whole idea of rabo to distinguish between karban tzibur and karban yachid when it comes to aninut of a Kohen Hedjot. Okay, we'll stop over here.